Come on in and welcome to Dinah Shore's Open House. You're on, Dinah.
I know why I've waited. Know why I've been blue. Pray each night for someone exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two? No one does those love things exactly like you. You make me feel so grand. I want to hand the world to you. You seem to understand. Each foolish little dream I'm dreaming, the scheme I'm scheming. Now I know why Mother taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you.
Ladies and gentlemen, how you fellas? Oh, I'm fine, and thanks a million. It really feels like old times seeing all of you back at our open house. Our return to the air this season is indeed a gala event. For since we last got together, our prayers have been answered, and our loved ones are returning home as speedily as is possible. And on hand to help us celebrate this happy occasion are Robert Emmett Dolan, Ken Lane and his chorus, one of our very favorite guests, Groucho Marx. And last but not least, Harry Von Zell.
Fine, thanks.
How are you?
Well, hiya, Dinah. Well, here we are back together again to start a new season. And, Dinah, I want to ask a favor of you.
What is it, Harry?
Well, before we start the season, just for luck, I'd like to put my arms around you and kiss you.
Well, huh? This is a little seldom. Well, all right, if you want to.
Is it all right?
Yes.
Oh.
Huh.
Oh.
Well. Oh, I can see you haven't changed a bit.
Haven't changed, Dinah. Now, what are you saying? I've changed considerably.
Well, I can't see it.
Dinah, don't say that. Just stop and take a good look at me now.
Well, I'm sorry. Harriet, what is it?
I lost a half a pound.
You lost a half?
I lost a half a pound.
Well, Harry, a half a pound off of you makes as much difference as a teaspoonful of water out of Boulder Dam.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. I can take it now, Dinah. I'm a very happy, carefree man since BJ Day. It's so wonderful, I sometimes can't even believe the war's over.
Well, I felt the same way myself until just a few days ago, but now I'm sure it's over.
Really? How come?
Well, I was listening to a quiz program, and who do you think won the $64 question?
Who?
A civilian.
No!
Another thing, I went shopping this morning and the stores are full of all sorts of things again. Oh, I guess people are really buying things now.
Really buying things? Dinah, last week I saw a woman on a shopping spree and she got so excited. She was chewing a whole carton of cigarettes. She was smoking a Hershey bar, throwing butter into her washing machine. She filled her gas tank with nylon stockings and she went home and washed her girdle with jet propulsion.
Now, please, Harry, it really is a relief to be able to get so many things we want, though, isn't it?
Yes.
And not to have to bother with those gas coupons anymore. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, boy. And just think, Dinah, pretty soon we won't even have to turn in our fat.
I don't see what you're worrying about. You've got plenty to spare.
Groucho Marx.
Groucho Marx.
Thanks, Dinah. It's a real pleasure being here, seeing you again, Bobby Dolan, the orchestra, and Ken Lane.
Haven't you forgotten me?
No, but I'm working on it.
Now, Groucho, please. Please, don't start the season by picking on poor Harry.
Look, Dinah, nothing he says has any effect upon me. I, I still have a very large following, you know.
Yeah, and that's quite a crowd you have in front, too.
Now, just a minute, Groucho. Another remark like that, and I'll hit you so hard you land in Kansas City.
Hit me a little harder. I got a couple of dames in Philadelphia.
Oh, boy, please. Now, I must insist that you stop this wrangling.
Well, gee whiz, Dinah. He rang first.
I didn't know.
I don't care who rang. I want you boys to cease hostilities and sign a peace treaty.
All right. Groucho, a regular peace treaty just like the one at Potsdam.
Yes, you've got just a pot for it. Tell me, Dinah, after you finished your tour of the hospitals, how did you spend the rest of the summer?
Well, George and I spent a month on our ranch up in Montana.
Ma'am, a ranch, ma'am, is no place, ma'am, for a pretty girl like you, ma'am.
Well, now you see, that was unnecessary.
Nothing came out.
That's just what you think, Groucho. I did my share of the work, and if I may say so, I put in some improvements.
Oh. Why, Dinah, you didn't need any, huh?
She's talking about the fire.
Oh.
Well, look, Dinah, what improvements could you, a city gal, put in on a ranch?
That's... Well, I'm not saying, but when I left, the pig smelled from Chanel number 5. That's all.
No wonder my wife was powdering her nose with a piece of bacon.
Look, Dinah, I understand you've got quite a few cows up there.
Oh, yes, we've got 5,000 head.
5,000 head?
Yes.
Must have a mighty tough time getting milk.
Oh!
You didn't get that one.
I just got 5,000 head, that's all.
That's a good one, Groucho.
Yeah, oh, can't get no milk nohow.
I can see you tend.
Can't get no laugh nohow, either.
Gonna get this line somehow. I can see you tenderfeet know nothing about life on a ranch.
Hold on there, gal. Steady now. I spend a lot of time on a ranch. I worked hard, and I used to go to sleep with the chickens and get up with the chickens. But I couldn't sleep.
Why not?
Because all night I kept finding eggs in my pajamas.
Oh, Bobby, music, please. I just realized that since you got here, we've only spoken of what I've been doing since we last met. Now, tell me, what have you been doing?
You see, my family owns a small resort hotel, and because of the shortage of help, I took over the management of it.
Oh, well, that must have been fun.
Some of it was. Would you like to hear about it?
I'd love to.
Hello, manager speaking. What's that, sir? You've been in your room 3.5 hours and your trunks haven't arrived? Well, put on your pants and come on down. Nobody knows the difference.
Hello, Mr. Myers.
Ah, Dinah, I must tell you, ever since I first heard you sing, I've been madly in love with you.
Oh, well, that's nice, but could you shower me with expensive furs and jewelry?
No, but I could drizzle you with cheap perfume and jelly beans.
Oh, what's the use? You could never afford to get married.
Don't say that. All I have to do is to find some sucker to buy this hotel, and we're all set. After all, a love like ours will go down in history.
It will?
Yeah, how about meeting me later? We'll make a little history.
Oh, we'd be so happy together.
Yes, I can just see us. We'd have 11 children.
11 children? Well, that's enough for a football team.
All right, I'll settle for 9. I like baseball, too.
Well, I've got to go now. But remember, if you sell the hotel, I'll be yours. And let's meet later and we'll go dancing on the roof.
Not me.
Why not?
The last time I went dancing on the roof, I got my head caught in a clothesline. Oh, customer, what can I do for you?
I just flew all the way from Chicago.
Your arms must be awfully tired. Hey, a sign right here. So your name is Tex.
Yes, my friends call me Tex, and you can call me Tex.
Where do you hail from, Tex?
Massachusetts.
What kind of accommodations do you want?
I'd like a room for me and my dog.
A room for you and your dog, eh? Why, of all the brash, unadulterated nerve.
You mean to say I can't have a room for my dog?
Listen, if your ears were any longer, you couldn't get a room for yourself.
Young man, I'll have you know that you're talking to the president of the Amalgamated Laundries of America.
President of the Amalgamated Laundries of America?
That's right.
Well, take this shirt and have it back Friday. All
right. Now, you see here. I'll have you know I could buy this hotel.
Oh, you could buy this hotel. Well, sit down and have a cigar. Let's talk this over. I might be willing to sell the old place.
Well, but I...
It's a fine little hotel. It's going great now, but it was tough going when I started. The first year, I couldn't keep my head above water.
Why not?
The plumbing leak. And our dining room. Why, it's famous.
Is that so?
Yes, it's known all over the hotel. You know, our dining room is so clean, you can eat off the floor.
Well, that's fine. What's on the menu today?
Roast rug and fillet of carpet. And we've a special dessert tonight. It'll melt in your mouth.
Well, what is it?
Ice cube.
Well, very unusual, I must say.
Well, it's been a winter. Huh?
I may be interested in getting into the hotel business. I'll sleep on it.
That's what you think. Wait till you see your bed.
But, however, right now, I'd like to know if you've got a good, strong safe down here.
We sure have, and next week we're going to put a door on it. Just give me your valuables, and I'll put them in a safe place.
Take your hands away from that package. I insist upon a third person as a witness when I hand this over to you.
Oh, Dinah, come over.
Yes, what is it?
Young lady, I'd like you to act as a witness while I hand over my most valuable possession for safekeeping.
Valuable possession?
Yes,
well,
my dear.
May I see what you have in there?
Oh, well, for anyone as sweet as you.
That's sex, well. All right.
There you are, my dear. Just gaze upon these beautiful gems.
Heavens to Betsy. They must be worth a king's ransom.
Oh, what beautiful emeralds.
That reminds me.
Dinah, aren't you the singer in this hotel?
Yes, I am.
Well, then sing.
Right here in the lobby? Well, it says L-O-B-Y.
Right here in the... You mean lobby. That's
oh,
lobby.
I'm sorry. I only read what I see.
What have you been listening to? Hobie Lobby, lady? Sing.
I ride through the slumbering shadows along the Navajo Trail. When it's night and crickets are calling and the coyotes are making a way, I dream by a
smoldering fire. Along the Navajo Trail, I love to lie and listen to the music when the wind is strumming a sagebrush guitar. And over yonder hill the moon is climbing, it always finds me wishing on a star. Well, what do you know? It's morning already. There's the dawning, so silver and pale. It's time to climb into my saddle and ride the Navajo Trail. Climb into my saddle and ride the Navajo Trail. Oh yes, it's time to climb into my saddle and ride the Navajo Trail. You belong to me.
You sang that beautiful. You really have perfect pitch.
Do you think so?
Yes, and your curves aren't so bad either.
Tell me, Groucho, darling, does it look as though the new guest is going to buy the hotel?
Not yet, but I've got an idea. He's interested in you. So maybe if you make love to him, you might help to clinch the sale.
Make love to him?
Yes.
Well, I don't care for him. I don't know what to say.
Leave it to me. It's a moonlight night. You'll be out in the balcony any minute. I'll hide behind this bench, and if you're stuck for words, just call. I know it'll work. I've been Costello, been doing this bit for years. Remember, try to get him to buy the hotel, but be subtle. Lead up to it. Talk about something else. Talk about sports.
How about wrestling?
Yeah, but first sell the hotel. Hey, here he comes. Remember, be subtle.
Okay.
Oh, there you are, my dear.
Do you think Detroit will win the pennant?
Detroit? Well, that's hard to say.
Oh, good. Well, then why don't you buy the hotel?
My dear, that's a very heavy cough you have. Maybe we'd better go inside.
Oh, no. It's lovely out here. And you're such an attractive man, such broad shoulders. You're just like a football player.
A football player?
Yeah, why don't you make a few passes?
Is your voice changing?
Oh, no, it's nothing. I just have a little guitar.
We're playing a song on it.
You know, my dear, I have a strange feeling that we're not alone.
Nobody here but us chickens.
Of course we're alone. Don't be silly. It's just that there is some...
mice.
Around here.
Darling, ever since we first met, there's a burning question deep down inside of me that I've been wanting to ask you. I must have an answer.
Oh, what is it?
It means everything to me. Tell me.
Is it too soon to tell my butcher what I think of him?
Darling, it's so wonderful to have you in my arms up here in the balcony.
I have a lady in the balcony, Doctor.
You mean you love me?
I do. And you love me?
I do.
Good, then I now pronounce you man and wife.
Understand I'm his but forevermore. He's mine, mine alone. We'll have to part, but he's close to my heart for the little while. In the land of cotton, old times there are not forgotten. Look away,
look away,
look away,
look away,
look away,
look away.
Dixieland, in Dixieland where I was born, and early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray,
hooray.
In Dixieland, I'll take my stand to live and die in Dixie. Away,
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 away down south in Dixie. Away,
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 away down south in Dixie. I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland, in Dixieland where I was born, and early on one frosty morning, look away,
look away,
look away,
look away,
look away,
look away, Dixieland.
Well, I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray, in Dixieland I'll take my stand to live and die in Dixie. Away,
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 away down south in Dixie. Away,
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 away down south in Dixie.
Oh, thank you, Groucho Marx, for being with us tonight, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's wonderful being with you again. Hope you'll tune in next week to see how Harry and I fare in our verbal tussle with Frank Morgan.
Good night. Good night. We'll see you next.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Same time.